This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We are, of course, in the second hour of the show. This is the Power Zone right here on Power 98.7. Thank you very much to Letlhogonolo Tlhoge Mosue for coming through. And you can, sure, catch him again with us just next week as we go into our news wrap and we throw forward to what we can expect in the new week. Exciting times. I told you guys that I'm going to be bringing in Tara Tickington, CEO of Law Communication, to just help us make sense of the social media spaces. I know very well that there are people as we speak right now that are on Twitter, as we speak right now that are on social media. But then how do we use that to work for you, right? So it's just one of those where it's unavoidable. Social media is unavoidable. And why not then cash in on whatever you're doing, whatever you really, really love doing, because you find people, the first thing they do when they wake up is to go into social media to see what is happening. And we have influencers and the likes. So this conversation that I'm going to be having with Tara can really help you just get a head start and just, put you, position you in terms of what you can do. But then if you need advice or you want to know some more, you're welcome to join in on 0861-987-000. Tara, a very good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Katlego. Happy new week.
Happy new week. Happy Monday. And thank you very much for coming through.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, but let us in on Flow Communication. Before we can go into, the social media space and the likes, let's just break it by you telling us, who you are, who you guys are as Flow Communication, and really what people can expect from your end.
Cool. So Flow Communications is a communications and marketing company. We've been around for 17 years. We hire about 70 people. And we actually, at the moment, we won best PR firm at the Prisms, best large PR firm at the Prisms earlier this year in South Africa. So we're quite well known. And a lot of the work we do is around social media and helping people to get their message out, whatever that message is about, whether it's their brand or their self, their personal brand, or they want people to think differently about something, or they want people to know about something, maybe a conference or a new product or a trend that's happening in the world. So yeah, that basically we help clients to position themselves using social media a lot. So clients ranging from, we really like to do work that matters a lot. So Nelson Mandela Foundation is a client, the Tutu Foundation, lots in the climate change space. So that those kinds of clients, as well as corporate clients.
Yeah, yours is I was checking it out, and the reason why I wanted to start there is because of the fact that really you have a beautiful rep, your line of work, and the people that you have in your corner, in your under your wing, in terms of even winning those awards, the Prism, it's a big deal, all right. So that's why we saw it very relevant that we really invite you on this morning to just let us in on how people can really optimize their accounts. You spoke about social media. Almost everyone is on social media, even the young ones. You get born,
especially
and
the young ones. Especially
people are already creating even accounts for babies. And you'll grow up and then you find that maybe I'm 14 and then I want to start using it and being active. And you have followers, from years back. So there is really the power there where social media is concerned.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine a time we didn't have social media, but it wasn't long ago. Facebook only was created around, around 2004 or 2005. So, 20 years ago, the turn of the century, we didn't even have social media. So it's been a very quick change in the world, and it's totally changed the way people consume news and communicate with each other. Before social media, we had to listen to a radio station, which is great, or read a newspaper or watch TV. And we didn't really ever participate in, our views were never, as ordinary people, our views wouldn't really be, you know, we wouldn't be able to directly share our views unless we were approached by one of those platforms. But now there's been this massive kind of democratization of the news conversation, that now ordinary people, ordinary brands can actually invest in themselves and can speak up. And of course, those are the pros. Of course, there's cons as well. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, fake news is a con, and people selling you Bitcoin and porn are cons. These things happen to you, but overall, I think it's been a remarkable thing for our society, actually, social media in general.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, and we've seen you as Flow Communications coming through with, you know, this, you know, step by step on how people can really, those tips on how people can use, or brands can use Twitter and social media to their advantage. Maybe
yes.
Take us through that to let us in on
okay.
how people can optimize this, because we are there. There's a community there. There's a move and a movement there. And others would even say it's a numbers game. You know, people get attracted to you by seeing the numbers of followers or how active you are and the likes. Maybe take us through our expectations here, especially on Twitter.
Yeah.
How can
yeah.
people use Twitter to their advantage?
Okay, so Kulego, Twitter is not the biggest social media platform in the world, as you know. I mean, Facebook and WhatsApp are. But it's the type of person that is on Twitter. It's the intelligentsia. It's the listeners to your show. You know, it's people who want to know what's going on in the news. They want to know what's going on in the soccer.
Yeah.
They want to know what's going on in politics. That kind of person who's very kind of up to date with what's happening. The article that I wrote was really more for kind of ordinary people or small brands who don't have much money, because there's a lot that you can do without money on Twitter to have a presence. So I'll run through a couple of tips. I mean, first of all, if you're on Twitter or any social media platform, you really must be present. You know, having an account doesn't mean that you're present. If you're on Twitter, then you should ideally tweet regularly. Now, I know there are people who just kind of are Twitter stalkers and sit there and follow the news and never participate. Well, that's fine. But then that's your function there. You're not going to grow your influence as a brand. That's what, you know, if you want to grow your influence and you want to get people to talk to you, you've got to tweet regularly. You've got to be conversational. I mean, social media is a conversation. It's not about just saying one thing and hoping other people will suddenly start talking amongst themselves.
So you need to be active. So
you've got to be active,
just tweet as much as you can.
I'd say at least, you know, if you can, you don't have to tweet every single day. I mean, a lot of people, some people will sit on Twitter a few hours a day. I mean, wow, they're professional. They can be professional tweeters. But honestly, just a few minutes a day, ideally, if you can, that would be great. But if you can't, you know, at least a couple of times a week. Don't leave your account for days and days or weeks at a time, because it will be dead. People will immediately not want to engage. I mean, Twitter is about talking up, like, right away. Next, sorry, carry on.
No, I was saying, all right, so tweet as much as you can.
And Twitter doesn't penalize you. So there's some, like a social media platform like Facebook. There's absolutely no point in keeping on putting up Facebook posts, because the Facebook algorithm will penalize you after your first post of the day. It will actually show your post to fewer of your followers than the first post did. Twitter doesn't have that in its algorithm. So honestly, you can tweet as many times as you want, as long as, with my second point, as long as it's authentic, good, relevant content. It's not nonsense. You know, it's actually got to be relevant to the conversation. That's, you know, as soon as you get someone following you who's trying to sell you crypto or something, just block them, because that's not relevant to the conversation. You know, if you want to be talking about sport, should Senegal have played better against England, or you want to be talking about politics, what is going to happen to our president, then, you know, speak about those topics, but speak about them in relevant, authentic, engaging ways. We actually also speaking to listen, not, well, you know, you speak and you listen and you reply you listen to, you don't just kind of put your own agenda out. It's a conversation.
So you tweet authentic stuff that will relate and be relevant to your followers and will help you grow your following. So that is very important. So you tweet regularly, and then it moves from not just tweeting regularly, but then you tweet authentically. And then where to from there?
Okay, I would say, look, I've done you know, a whole lot of tips, but and they're not exactly maybe in order, but use pictures. You know, Twitter, like, I think Instagram has played a huge role in making social media more visual. Instagram, YouTube, even Snapchat, TikTok have had a huge role in making all social media platforms more visual. So it used to be, you know, a few years ago, you could put up a tweet and that would be fine. Now, if you put up a tweet with a picture, a relevant picture, a good picture, you can put up four pictures at once on a tweet. That is even better, as long as they are relevant pictures. So, for instance, there's a really great guy that I follow in Joburg called Ulrich Janssen van Furen, and he's got a million followers, and he just tweets about the city that he loves, Joburg, and the continent that he loves, Africa. And he'll often go for a walk in the morning and in his neighborhood and put up pictures of, you know, if when the jacaranda blooms, trees are blooming, or it's summertime, or sunrise, or whatever. The skyline. He'll just put up a picture every day, or a couple of pictures, and all he tweets is positive content. And he's got he's so popular. But it's authentic, it's relevant, it's real. When you put up a picture on Twitter, you can tag up to 10 people in that picture. So, for instance, so the trick is to make things visual, even when perhaps they aren't visual at first thought. So, if you're running a conference and you're a brand, what is a good idea is to use images of quotes. So say somebody's speaking on the stage, they say something. We just did the Nelson Mandela annual lecture, for instance, with Prime Minister Nia Motley from the West Indies, and she you know, as she was saying things, we would turn a tweet into an image, and then put that out, and tag 10 people who we know are going to be interested to get the conversation wider. So using pictures is a very good tip on Twitter, actually on all social media platforms.
Yeah.
On Twitter is not great for video. I mean, okay, that's a bit controversial, but there are obviously better platforms for video. YouTube, TikTok are the video platforms. Sometimes, unless it is a video, sorry, when I say it's not great for video, it's not great for conceived video. So if you're doing a live, it's very good for news. If you're seeing a live march coming down the street, Twitter's fantastic for that. So live news coverage, yes, of video. But trying to make a little video of your company on Twitter and putting it up, it's not going to do very well. It's just it just doesn't perform as well as on some of the other platforms. So I'd say save your time. It's very expensive to create video. It takes your time. So I would keep video unless you really have thought about it very carefully. You know, watch what the hashtags are that are trending. So at the moment, we've got Senegal, England, sadly, Senegal out of the World Cup, or part of Parlagate or whatever it is. Have a look at what's trending and decide on what are relevant hashtags for you and your followers and your content. Don't just jump into every conversation. Maybe you don't want to talk about part of Parlagate or Senegal, you know, but have a look at what is trending, because sometimes what is trending may be very topical to what it is that you know, the conversations that you want to be having. Am I going? Should I just keep going?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm listening to you.
Okay, so
I wanted to ask you about the videos, though. So
yes,
others were talking about how, you know, the shorter the better. I don't know how, maybe probably you can advise our listeners on that video. Tweeting, we see now, at least Twitter gives you an opportunity to include or involve multiple videos in under one tweet. If maybe you have created some sort of a thread, you know, is it always advisable to keep them short, or is it always advisable to not, you know, in any way, you know, prioritize tweeting videos as to compare to tweeting pictures, because people would gravitate more towards the picture than the video?
Yeah, unless the video is a video that is interesting to a lot of people and that is unique.
Mm.
So then, and also Twitter won't let you, I think it's 30 seconds at a time that Twitter lets you actually tweet. So, and then, or you could do longer videos by uploading a video to YouTube and then tweeting a link. You could do it like that, but that's not going to get much engagement. Where it works well with video is, honestly, if you've got a breaking situation. If Kiev is getting bombed right now in the Ukraine, you can go on Twitter and see people who are posting pictures, video, that they're taking out of their window, and you can see the bombs falling, and that is when it will work. But when you are, it's not going to work very well if you try to make video in advance that is promotional. That type of video does not perform on Twitter. So I'm just saying, as a brand, it's usually, of course there are exceptions, but it's usually not. As a small brand, it's usually not worth investing a lot in video. Of course, you know, you see some of the ads that are cut nicely for Twitter. So the new Chicken Licken ads with the Wakanda ads are fantastic, and you'll see Chicken Licken tweeting those, and those will work. But they put a lot of money into those. The high production value in those. They are going to do better than just. Yeah, I'm just saying, for a small brand or person, I've found personally, I know it's a bit controversial, I've found that video doesn't work as well as pictures. And also you can't tag people in a video. So you can tag up to 10 people in an image. You can't tag anyone in a video. So it limits how many people you can actually be having that conversation with.
I wanted us to speak about the direct messages, right? The DMs. Yeah. It's one of those advices that you have down here. You know, do we then see people DMing me to say, would like to work with you? Do you see people reaching out to say that really we like the content that you're giving? Let's collaborate on this and that. Should we keep our DMs open, especially if you want to monetize or gain some sort of, you know, strength where this platform is concerned? There are people that will be like, my DMs are closed. I don't like people that will directly message me. But doesn't that really compromise you or leave you, you know, wanting, if indeed there are people that want to, you know, directly speak to you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that you should leave your DMs closed except for people that you follow. And that you have kind of checked out, and that you respect on Twitter. That doesn't mean you have to know them, by the way, in real life. You know, I wouldn't keep my DMs open for anything. No, certainly not. I wouldn't advise anybody to do that. But I would be open to following back, so that if you can see that it's a real person, follow back, and then you have that conversation open. And maybe in the future, I need to say to you quickly, geez, how about this for your show? Or you need to say to me, oh, Tara, please come talk to me about another social media platform this afternoon, because this has happened. We can get hold of each other probably easier than even an email or a WhatsApp, because often people are on Twitter more than on the other platforms.
Yeah.
So that is why I would, and I've I've gotten hold of a lot of people through, especially big influencers, through DM.
DMs, yeah. It's a thing, right? You just basically drop someone a DM and the next thing, you know, the conversation that just moves. But I'm getting what you're saying, that at least maybe if a person is really that interested in talking to you or reaching out and the likes, they'll start by following you, right? From there, then they have your attention and then you look into them, you look them up to see if they're legit, and then you basically hit a follow back and the likes. The issues of influencers, being a social media influencer on Twitter and the likes, is that right? That this speaks to making money out of these platforms.
Yes, influencers, you know, there's a lot has been said about influencers, and I think if you're an influencer yourself, if you have a large following, if you have a million followers on Twitter in South Africa, you are an influencer, and you can monetize that. And someone like Ulrich, he is an ordinary person. He's not a celebrity. He didn't start off being an actor, for instance, or a singer. So you can build a business from Twitter yourself if that is what you really want to do. If you're a brand, you may also want to consider using influencers to change the way people think about what it is you're offering. So for instance, getting people who are like-minded to tweet about something will help you. Will help other people, their followers, to see what it is you're doing. So if we have if you're a road safety organization and you want people to drive safely over the December holidays, you might want to get hold of a couple of influencers with large accounts to drop some safe driving tips, just to keep it top of mind, and then their followers will see those and hopefully drive more safely. Mm-hmm. So it does work. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors in this in this business. There's a lot of influencers who claim they have influence. I don't really believe that they often do. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to believe. You know, you can see the stats. Oh, geez, this many followers, this many. Google and Twitter Analytics does allow good reporting, which you can see how far a tweet reached, at least, which is more than you can do, you know, in traditional media. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to hire an influencer, my tip there would be find out what are they usually interested in. In tweeting or talking about, and who are their followers? If you are doing a campaign for recently, I went to an interesting weekend at the Southern African Wildlife College in Hoedspruit, and they had a few influencers on the weekend, and some of the influencers were like makeup and beauty. Influencers. And I was thinking to myself, why? They're not really normally, the weekend was about responsible tourism and wildlife. And I thought, geez, why invite these beauty influencers? It's like, it's not their followers aren't going to be interested in this. But actually, that is exactly why they did invite them. They invited them because they wanted to get out the word about what is responsible tourism. Why is it important? You know, how should we be conserving our biodiversity? And they wanted to reach new audiences that don't normally hear those messages. So they very deliberately went and found those kinds of influences. But be careful what you do, because just because a person's got a million followers doesn't mean that your content is going to be of interest to those million followers. I guess it's the same as radio stations. You're not going to invite somebody on to talk about something that is not interesting to your followers, hopefully.
Yeah, no, you're right. Tara, thank you very much for coming through. If there are people that want to, catch this article, if there are people that want to, more or less follow the work that you do, S-Flow Communications, for brands and for individual work, just to look up on what you do, how can people get hold of you?
Follow me on Twitter, Tara Turkwan. We'll follow you back if you're a real person. Or Flowcoms, at Flowcoms. Follow us and engage on social media. Or look us up on our website, flowsa.com.
All right. Tara, thank you very much for coming through.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.